This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I recap our adventures over this long holiday weekend and come at you with a double episode this week. Hopefully you enjoy it. Let's get into it. Dude, these last 3 weeks that we what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got a double dose, which is...
Double dose!
Which is perfect. I set this up so well, because we're drinking double Daisy Cutter.
Man, you know, fully saturated double Daisy. We often talk about these boys and how they really hang their hat on IPAs and double IPAs.
Yeah.
And then how they're able to pull like so many different flavors out, and all the logos are always so fun. This is the first beer I had when I went to the Great Taste of the Midwest this year.
Oh, awesome.
I saw Half Acre on the corner. I got Double Daisy, and then I went back and got the Benthic. So.
But the fully saturated is slightly different, right?
I think you're right. I think there's Double Daisy, and then there's fully saturated Double Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I'm blinking on what makes it fully saturated, but we may look it up as we're chatting here. But Double Daisy there's no rhyme or reason when Double Daisy gets released. It just kind of happens. This past weekend, this past Blackout Wednesday,
yeah,
was the release of fully saturated Double Daisy Cutter.
It's cool because they released it in the summer, and then like out of nowhere, surprise, here's another batch,
right,
for the holiday. And, you know, I can dig that.
And I saw someone on Twitter, more maybe on Instagram, when they announced it, they're like, man, what the heck? You got to give me a heads up, because they announced this the day before, mm-hmm, I think like 12 hours ahead of time. So it's pretty funny.
And they're different. You know, Double Daisy is, they're both 8%. Double Daisy versus fully saturated Daisy. Creamier mouthfeel and softer citrus and more dank, where the Double Daisy is all about, like, you know, pininess and bubblegum and, you know, citrus.
More of like the hardcore IPA versus the new school softer IPA.
Yeah, like a nuanced, more like an ode to like a dank hazy, if you will, compared to like the traditional Double Daisy.
Nice. I'm digging this. So it's perfect for our double episode this week, because we just wrapped up chatting with the Brew Lights and Lakeshore Beverage guys.
Man, we're playing two, man. This is nice. Let's play two. Yeah, man. They were super cool, man. Cheers to Lakeshore Beverage and the auxiliary board of Lincoln Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and gave us the full 47-minute rundown of the fifth annual Brew Lights, which will be December 6th?
Yes, right. Thursday.
Yeah, that's a Thursday.
Yeah, so grab your tickets. We'll be there. Possibly standing in line for one of the six variants of Bourbon County.
Come to find out that, and you know, you'll hear those in the episode, but yeah.
You've
already heard it in the episode. But yeah, there is a ton of animal houses for indoor where food will be served. And obviously, you know, you get to see more animals indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's 17 serving stations. There's going to be live music, ice sculptures, and then, of course, 2 million lights, you know, because it's Brew Lights.
Yeah.
The carousel, nice, right? All sorts of winter goodies. And it's not even winter, right? It's still fall.
What? There is ice on the ground.
There's ice on the ground.
Chicago doesn't have a fall.
Man.
I fall down.
I remember, like, because, you know, winter solstice is like, you know, like later in December. So I'm like, fuck, it's not even winter yet. And getting this 20 degrees.
That's sad.
But, you know, we're I'm glad we're partying in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
This brings me joy.
Yeah. But the reason we're doing a double episode this week is we had so many things that went on between our last recording previous week and then up until our Brew Lights episode that we couldn't wait till next week. Like, it was just gonna be too much.
Yeah. So
rather than a 2 hour episode, we'll give you two 45-minute episodes.
That's true, because I don't really like, you know, I like podcasting, but I don't like listening to a 2 hour pod, right?
It seems daunting when you dive in. You're like, when you hit play and you're like.
And you see how long it is?
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I can strap up on like a 30 to 40, which is what we usually run. So I'm in.
All right. So after we recorded the previous week, that was Tuesday. Then the following day was Blackout Wednesday.
Yes. The biggest party day of the year.
Right. And we both got down.
This is true.
Also
too old for this shit.
I ran the gamut here. Dude. I'm gonna start with mine, and then you can dive into your Bourbon County tour. So, first thing I did, I went and got fully saturated Double Daisy.
Right on.
I saw that got released, and then I was meeting friends at Beguile. And this was also...
This was all this week, too?
This was just Wednesday. Christmas Ale from Beguile got released last Wednesday.
Okay. Now, we had a Christmas Ale on the Brew Lights episode.
That was the Bells.
How you've had them both, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think between the two?
Well, Beguile's is more of a Christmas ale. It's that
spice forward.
Spice, maltier, bigger body.
Yeah.
And the Bells is a Scotch ale. It's different. I know the Great Lakes Christmas Ale is probably like up there, Granite Lakes and Anchor. And I would put Beguile there as well. It's a good beer. It's not overly spiced. It's not overly Christmas. It's just good.
Right on.
So then from there, so Half Acre, then Beguile. You'd think you'd go to Dovetail next, right?
Yeah.
We skipped it. Spiteful.
We skipped it.
Went to Spiteful. They had the GFC release that day.
Yeah, the GFY coffee stout.
Yeah, GFC. GFY. Yeah,
you're thinking of the wholesaler where you go get all the like Tupperware plates and stuff. Yeah. Spice. You can get spices there too.
Get spices. Yeah. So GFY.
GFY. GFY's got the big the bruised up teddy bear on it, and he's giving you the bird.
Yeah.
On the can.
So, man, I was already like, I still had other stops. I knew I had other stops. I wasn't going to get down on this because you could get the variants and you could get like a sampler. No, you could still get the sampler of the goddamn pigeon porters. I just went Spiteful IPA.
Right on.
Yeah. Friends I was with, they went pigeon porter variants. I've told them the raspberry and...
I thought raspberry is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's the most pronounced.
Yeah, and the peanut butter. A buddy who got the flight, you also got a free donut.
Oh, so nice.
He did that. I saw Claudia at the bar.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, so said hi to her. She gave us some cans to go. I have some GFC or GFY cans in the fridge that we'll probably be drinking on a upcoming thing very soon. Yeah. I have the coffee and the regular.
Oh, I didn't know there was a regular.
Yeah.
Nice. Who are they rolling? I want to say Metropolis maybe for the coffee.
That might have been right, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that release and I was like, man, I kind of want to make it over there because it happened on a Friday.
Yeah.
So when you posted, I was pretty excited. Like, man, I wonder how that was.
So that was Wednesday. Then from there, after Spiteful, we could have went to Half Acre next door. We went to Empirical.
You went to Empirical?
Went to Empirical.
Oh, man.
Phobab medal winner, Empirical.
Yeah, they're, what was it? They had a, I want to say...
I posted a picture of, they had the bottle there. You could still buy the bottle to go.
Neutronium is what it was called. Yeah. I can't think of the name of it. I want to say it was aged in Scotch barrels.
Yeah, it was the Scotch variant of it. They had other variants. The Scotch bottle had the metal on it at the bar. I think I posted that Instagram story. It was no longer on tap. I wanted to get the sample of it because I think I missed that at Phobab.
I missed it too. I was running down all the beers I had, and that wasn't on the list. I missed a bunch of workforce stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I actually didn't try any of the metal winners.
I thought about grabbing a bottle, but I picked up more pigeon porter variants at Spiteful. So it was
Metropolis.
It was Metropolis coffee in their stout. I picked up more pigeon porters at Spiteful, so my bag had now had fully saturated and pigeon porters in it.
You were on
and fire, I was on my bike. So I was like,
You're serious, too.
I can't get this beer at Empirical. I grabbed one of their other one of their other beers, pretty tasty. So it was cool that, you know, they won. We got there just before last call, so it was kind of a bummer that they were out of their medal winner. Then from there, went over to Simon's for the Glug release.
Man, I don't know how we started talking about Glug slushies and Glug wine, but I remember, well, Midsummerfest in Andersonville is always a fun block party, and they have these Glug slushies. And you look up, and, you know, Glug slushies will rock your world.
Yeah, regular Glug, too.
Yeah, and then so it's Glug season over at Simon's, which I think is there's a big Swedish influence up there, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Swedish History Museum is in
right there
in Andersonville.
So the day before Thanksgiving, they always release their Glug. They home make it or home spice it, whatever it is, and so it gets released that day. Not as busy as last year's release. I feel like maybe the Blackout Wednesday wasn't as crazy as previous years.
The Glug wine, the spiced wine. Mm-hmm. What kind of vessel does it come in? Does it come in it's like ceramic mug or?
No, it's usually like a little glass, what, 6 or 8 ounce little chalice kind of thing. So.
Yeah, because I've never had the wine. I only had the slushies.
Okay, you should make it over Simon's. It's usually available most of the winter.
It's not that far from here. Mm. I'm down for that. Maybe a little Hop Leaf, maybe a little Simon's.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, my favorite bar up there for the longest time was the Acre. I don't know if it's still there, but it's in between those two. Oh, but they had this huge Brunswick bar that ran right down the middle. It was like a gorgeous bar. Huge, big, oak. It was great. It was a great bar. Oh, the Neutronium, that Empirical one with was an Imperial Rye Stout aged in Islay Scotch barrels. And they took a bronze in the Porter Stout category. So... cheers to them, man. Back from the dead. They closed their Rogers Park location.
Yeah. I was like, they die?
Well, you know, they had two locations. They bought the Morris Pub right off the Morris Red Line stop in Rogers Park. And, you know, they're like, this is too much. Let's close it. And then, like, maybe a month after they announced that they were closing that.
They win.
They win at Fallback.
Yeah, no. Good for them.
Good for them, man. Because, you know, we had been a couple times. And, you know, we talked about it on a previous episode. There was a huge Rogers Park festival, and Empirical was there. And we were just so upset with them because we went twice to the pub, you know. And we're like, you know what? We're so upset with them, we're not even getting it at this Street Fest. Man. So I was like, you know, that's how you do it. You know, because, you know, if that goes on for too long, how when people are upset with you, you go the way of like Four Paws, who was a brewery in town, and it just none of it panned out.
Yeah.
So
I feel like if Empirical may not have picked up that win – yeah, you may have seen them not around much longer. But
it's peaking. It's certainly piquing my curiosity again.
So. Yeah, I think it brings in some of those beer nerd people that would have maybe, I don't want to say written them off, because their beer, it's never been bad. It's been solid. It just hasn't been the best option, right? You have a lot of options in from Beguile to Spiteful.
That's true. It's not a diss. You're just saying, like, man, with all the options out here, like, just having a quality beer isn't really enough, and that's unfair. That's unfair, but it's also true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was glad I made it there. Like, I don't make it to Empirical often. Like I said, I often skip it. Go to Spiteful, go to Beguile, Dovetail, Half Acre. I bounce all around there. Not doing that, so. Yeah. That was my Wednesday.
That was Blackout Wednesday. That was one day.
That was one day, and I biked it off.
Brad was out here.
Biked from my house in Wicker Park.
Jesus Christ.
All the way to Simon's and back.
You are a maniac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I made a few people worry. They're like, I had some high lifes at the end to, you know, even myself out.
That's hardcore. I told you, man, you got me riding my bike more. I'd be listening to these stories, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ride my bike. So I ride like 5 miles here and there, even cold or no cold. Right. Every Sunday, I ride to go 2 miles to go get the coffee.
Can't ride now. It's too icy.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Don't do it. But you were out getting on your Bourbon County.
Yeah, I said I wouldn't do it because, we went so hard with the Benthic release. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done for the season, like just standing in line getting stuff, waiting hours at a bar to get stuff. And then as soon as Black Wednesday rolls around, that's the first thing I do. I go to Timothy O'Toole's and I get BCS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like Timothy O'Toole's. I'm not sure I liked it the night of this party.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a little too I don't know what the word is. It was just not my scene.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you post the bottle or the pours on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
And you were throwing some shade.
Yeah, some folks were saying in our comments, like, man, you know, if you think $9 for a 5-ounce pour is bad, you know, some places, and I want to find out where, some places were pouring $12 5-ounce pours.
Whoa.
You know, so, and if you got a full eight beers in BCS lineup, you know, by the end of your journey here, you're looking at like an $80 play.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even including tip, really. You know, you know, it's stiff. These are stiff prices. I don't even get a snifter. I just get like a little fucking 5-ounce glass.
Right.
And that, you got to stop me when I sound old versus like actually complain about things that matter, right? Because I'm like, you charge $9 and give me the stemware.
Yeah. I don't know. But Timothy O'Toole's, you know, being one of the three places that night of the release, they're just like a staple, and maybe they are too comfy in their like craft beer elitist kind of. They need to be challenged, right?
Yeah, I mean, they crush so much volume, you know.
Right, and where they are.
Yeah, and we were saying this in the last episode. You know, they've held some Stone events that were really cool there. You know, we interviewed the founders of Founders there. We actually posted that to the Beer Pass website. You know, mm-hmm. We party hard at that place. Oh, but what I was going to say was like, I was kind of like, oh, like they're a crew that is the top selling, that's a top location for Founders and Three Floyds, right? And, but then they also sell like 90 kegs of Green Miller Lite on like St. Patty's Day weekend.
Right.
They just crush a lot of volume, right? Yeah. So it's just a different kind of space than where you would usually drink beers like the Bourbon County stuff.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, so we had they have Reserve, which was interesting.
Okay.
You know, honestly, man, like, I'm still having a hard time pulling Reserve away from OG as far as, like, seeing the differences between the two. Like, the differences are so far, they're just very subtle for me. And that could just be me, you know.
I've only had OG a couple times. Reserve. The first time I had it was at FOBAB 2017. And everyone lost their shit that year for it. And I was like, no.
It was
I was like, it tastes like Bourbon County. I don't know what your deal is. Then when I had it at our tasting, I was like, oh, seeing them side by side, I get it.
Get it.
It has more of what you remember Bourbon County. So I think in 2017 when I had it, I was like, yeah, that's what Bourbon County tastes like.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, duh. It was more of a like, yeah, I get it.
No, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Because like Bourbon County sometimes is subdued from year to year. Some years it's fudge forward. It's not a lot of booze. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, it's oak forward and not a lot of fudge. And then like Bourbon, I think with Reserve last year for me, it was like having OG BCS for the first time.
Right.
That feeling of like just being overwhelmed with all these things at once.
Yeah,
that you really liked.
When I had it in 2017, I was like, yeah, that tastes like Bourbon County. It wasn't like a, oh my God, that's what I remember Bourbon County. It was like, yeah, that's Bourbon County.
Yeah, so that your experience with 17 is so far has been my experience with the 18 version of Reserve.
Interesting.
Where, like they're just very, they're too similar for me right now.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I just need more time.
Yeah.
The night we had, we went to the preview, like I guess in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
That night, Midnight Orange and Coffee were my favorites. I had Midnight Orange and Coffee again at Timothy O'Toole's.
Yeah.
But Bramble, man. Bramble was the strongest one.
Yeah.
Strongest one that night was Bramble. The coffee's starting to dial back in Bar the Wine. It's starting to become like it's in step with the Bar the Wine, where it was coffee forward the night we had it. And the coffee's starting to just come back.
Yeah, was, I want to say, 3 weeks after the bottling of it. So now it's been, 6 or 8? Yeah, that's going to fall out. Don't buy coffee.
Yeah, wheat wine is rising in my book. Mm-hmm. You know, wheat wine is rising and Bramble is rising.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
So then on Thanksgiving happened. I ended up taking those pigeon porters over to my uncle's house. He had them too.
Really?
That made it out to the suburbs. I was like.
And these are deep burbs, right? Like Warrenville or some shit, right?
He was in, is it Romeoville or
Yorkville? Oh, wow.
Oh, he's going to be mad because I listen. I'm like, Yorkville, Romeoville? It's Yorkville. And he had them. I was like, he's made it out here?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, spiteful. Because they were out of coconut at the location. I was like, all right, I'll take the other three. I'll just take them with me to my uncle's because I'm sure they haven't had these. They got them. He had them.
Man, that's wild. But you know, they are with, it used to be called Wurtz. Now they're with Breakthrough, the distro. Okay. And, you know, that's the, that's, so you go to United Center, you can get like the Spiteful and like Buckle Down. Okay. And, you know, it's those brands are getting picked up at Breakthrough.
So we ended up having all those, introduced them to a bunch of people at Thanksgiving. He had the Energy City S'more Stout.
Good beer.
That beer is good.
Good beer.
He had the, I want to say the Milkshake Revenge too.
Is that, that's one of their hazies?
Yeah, it's one of their hazies.
Dude, they are sneaky good. Energy City, everything
first,
I've had.
Is it the first Saturday of every month? You can go there and buy beer.
Yeah.
So that's their thing.
Right on. Out in Batavia, Illinois.
Right. Energy City.
Man.
AKA Energy City.
Yeah, AKA Energy City. They Batavia beat the high school I went to in South Burbs, Hillcrest. Batavia beat them in the state tournament. That's the only time I had ever heard of Batavia until Energy City opened.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm old. I'm just showing my age here. That's all.
Any notable beers on Thanksgiving for you?
Low
key.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was really low key. I think we just kind of skipped out on all the family stuff and just had, you know, we were kidless, so we just ended up at a restaurant drinking like Manhattans.
Okay.
And doing old people shit, you know, like I'll have the South African lobster. Give me another goddamn old fashioned. you know, put on your little wool coat and then go down to the Viagra Triangle and get you some, you know, and do we did. That's what we did.
Oh, funny. Okay.
That's what we did. Oh, but I didn't really drink any beer.
Then did you get up early and get in line for release of Bourbon County Stout?
Early-ish. Yeah, I worked that day, so I scooted over to Walgreens and got some OG. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 2017 OG.
Oh.
They didn't have 2018.
They weren't even rolling with.
No.
They were just riding the coattails. Oh, the release.
So I did this twice. I went to Jewel, got two bottles of 2017, and I went to Walgreens, I got two bottles of 2017. I was like, just give me the 2017, you know? And, you know, it's like a port wine, you know? Mm. It really is, man. It's all tannins and oak and leather and tobacco and, like, licorice. It's all that forward. And then your traditional Bourbon County stuff, the syrupy, boozy, fudgy chocolate stuff is all plays the background.
Okay.
But, and it was such an interesting play because I've had Bourbon Counties from the past and I thought that those kind of flavors happened over like 3 or 4 years. But I had last year's Bourbon County and I was getting a lot of those flavors that were just like, because it's the same beer every year, but it does change. It changes a lot when you sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun to see 2017. It's actually been my favorite experience of the last week.
Oh, nice.
Might have been just having 2017 and just enjoying how it's changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled over to Mousetrap.
Man.
This was Friday. I was like, I'm seeing these things get posted on social media. What, 1,000 people in line for at Binnie's, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm going to go over to Mousetrap. If there's a line, I'm out. I'm not waiting in line.
Yeah.
But they were releasing Procrastination.
Yeah.
So I have a couple bottles. No line. Actually, like two people.
Just bombers.
Yeah. They were also, they dove deep into their cellar. Yeah. So they had other stuff. I grabbed a Market Date bottle too. I didn't.
Market Date is strawberries? Market rate.
Is it strawberries or was it?
Maybe.
Raspberries. I was like, I don't know what all these beers are. Like, off Dude. Color, you make great beers. I just don't. I don't know what these all are. I was like, well, I came for this release, but I guess I should get something else. So I got the Market Rate. I want to say it's raspberry.
I'm looking at Hell Broth. Hell Broth looks like cranberries.
Oh, okay. That's cranberries. Yeah, they had a whole bunch of bottles, but I also didn't want to, like, spend a ton either. I was also on my bike, so I had to bike back with these bombers.
Dude, you are committed to this bike.
So I rolled over there, pretty much no line. A few people came in after me, and I grabbed a seat at the bar. I was like, you know what? Give me a pour of the Procrats. I was like, I don't want to open up a bottle. I don't even know what this beer tastes like.
Yeah.
So let's give it a try. It was good.
Market Rate is Wild Ale in wine barrels with strawberries.
Strawberries, you were right.
5%.
Okay. So I have two bottles of Procrats, which we'll open up a bottle at some point, and the market rate. And, you know, sit at the bar, no line. I got a seat at the bar. Easy. Forget Black Friday from Goose Island.
I'm telling you, man, you know, not only have a lot of beers caught up just in excitement, the excitement level for a lot of barrel-aged stouts for me, a lot of breweries have caught up to BCS, but then there's these alternate things that you can do where, like, Off Color is the brewery in town that really kind of feels most like, you know, you're in Sonoma Valley, right? And you're at a fucking winery. Yeah. Like, Off Color feels a lot like that. And that's a cool experience for a lot of people. For me, that's a cool experience. So, yeah.
Then I was riding this release train high. And Saturday came around.
You rolled hard. This might be the hardest you rolled in all year.
And then Saturday came around. I was like, Cruz Blanca, let's go. They're releasing 5 barrel-aged beer in their series.
Yeah.
I ended up grabbing 3. I grabbed the Lady, the Ray the Giant, and, I'm blanking on the other one. I like the name. I picked 95% of the name.
Let's see.
Run down the list.
All right, so Ray Gordo.
Grab that.
Señor Incognito. These are like all like luchador wrestling kind of names, right?
Yeah, that was their theme, yeah.
Loco De Niro. Man, that sounds good. Or Loco De Niro is a coffee blonde.
Yeah, I got that rum one. And rye barrels. I got that one on tap. Excellent.
Man.
I didn't grab a bottle.
Lady Luminata.
Got that one.
That's a blonde with a blueberry elderberry. They love the Barbados rye. They're doing this where a lot of them, they put it in rum barrels and then in a rye whiskey barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andres the Giant.
Yeah, I got Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Jacob, their brewer.
Yeah, Jacob Sobrano.
So said hi to him. Our friend Lisa.
Lisa Carlson.
Is there.
The former taproom event manager at Goose Clyborne.
Yeah, so she was chatting. She's like, you should do a Chicago beer pass over here.
From Cruz Blanca?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Well, you were there. Yeah. You know, and then in addition, their beer is really good, right? But then it's a taqueria too. But then they also do like a kick-ass Oktoberfest where it's like this hybrid of like, you know, Steins and Marzen. But then there's like this Mexican band like playing all this like, you know, this world music, right?
Okay.
It's just like this mashup of different things going on and it's upstairs and it's packed. And they got a cool vibe over there.
All right. So yeah. we're gonna chat with Lisa and Jacob and we're going to get over there.
Man, Brad was out in these streets.
I was just like,
man,
I'm like, on this beer release high, and I'm just stacking them up on the table. I had Fully Saturated. I had some of the Spiteful Stout. I had Cruz Blanca beers.
Yeah.
I had Procrats. I was just like, what happened here? Like,
yeah, man.
This was ridiculous. That was, I had to stop.
Dude,
after that.
I tell you something, man. Like, the missus and I, we dished work today, right? And, you know, she went to 5 breweries since the last beer pass. And so I'm talking to her about all the stuff she did.
You
I'm
didn't like, roll with her?
No, I didn't go. And then I was like, man, between you and Brad, man, you cats hit like fucking 10 breweries in a week. It was great. I think hers was more on the burbs. It was like
she did the 3 Floyds.
She went to Floyd's and Moore and Microphone and Una Knee and Fulton Goose. And there was one more. Yeah.
They're
far apart.
Those are far. Mine were fairly concentrated.
Yeah. I think they were on a romp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I think she was saying how like the Harper's Cave, Una Knee stop was her favorite because there's a Banana Foster's beer that they make that is better than Prop, apparently. Remember?
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, no, all bullshit aside, this beer will make you forget about
what were
Prop.
You doing? Not rolling with her.
You know, I had kids. I got my daughter. You know, I was doing, you know, I was doing daughter stuff.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, I love the kids. What are you going to do?
Anything else you check out then?
Man, it was a slow week for me. I did dive into El Zacatón from Una Knee.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it didn't have a barrel. It was just an imperial stout. Like your Mexican hot chocolate imperial stout. It had, you know, almond flour. It had chilies.
Okay.
And then it had vanilla and chocolate in it.
Nice.
Yeah. It cleaned up nice because it was a dessert beer for sure, but the spice was pronounced enough to, like, not take you over the pastry stout line.
Okay.
You know who doesn't go over the pastry stout line in a way that I like is Maplewood.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of these beers, like the Floyd stuff and the Hubbard's Cave stuff, or a lot of this stuff, it's all really good. It's just like full-on dessert beer. Full-on dessert beer. Like what I liked about the Pigeon Porter and the Maplewood stuff is that like it's a dessert beer that you could actually still pair with another. You could pair with an actual dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cross the line of just being dessert on its own, and you can't really add anything to your experience. So
yeah, I'll add Maplewood to my stops next time.
Morbidly obese pug.
This is your go-to?
That's my jam over there.
All right. Yeah. Whew. All right. You got to step up.
Is that
game.
Real?
No, that's okay. Including, so we're like 30 minutes.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You got to step up your game, man. All these beer releases, what are you doing? I expected you to have pallets with a wheelbarrow of Midnight Orange.
Man, I think I think the hunt led to like Midnight Orange, Vanilla, and Bramble. I was like, get me a Bramble. I got her a Midnight Orange.
Okay.
And I'm like, if you see a Bramble, get a Bramble for me. Yeah. I kind of liked it when we just had them all. And, you know, the hunt part was cool. I went to Warehouse Liquors across the street from Buddy Guy's.
Yeah.
They happen to have a Vanilla and an Orange. So I got that. Hmm. And I think she found a wheat wine and a Bramble. And I think that's it. That's all we got. All
right.
At the house. Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff to drink in future, probably YouTube videos. We have Benthic.
Yes.
We have three different variants of the Cruz Blanca series. We may do them all. We have Procats, and we have GF Y stouts.
Oh, we got the coffee stout.
We have regular and coffee. So.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Keep a lookout for a bunch of YouTube videos coming soon. Man. I don't know. It's going to be tough. We gotta keep drinking. Just keep tasting, all right?
It's fun, though, man. There's so much good stuff out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
So much good stuff out there. Yeah. Oh, one more thing about the Goose stuff. We were talking about how the lineup changes. All right, so if you got 8 beers, they don't tap them all at once. They tap them every hour or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, I guess Clybourne tapped Bramble last. But then at Timothy O'Toole's, Bramble came out like third.
Okay.
And I think Vanilla was last. And Kevin from Lakeshore was saying, like, you might see a lot of people top Bramble last because just from a line standpoint, you know, the flavors in the Bramble with those big, bright fruit notes would be harder, you know.
It overshadows.
It makes sense to tap that last just for the sake of the tap line.
Okay.
You tap that third and then.
I bet Fulton had a tapping of like a special variant of it. Like, was it a 5-year?
5-year. I think I saw like a triple chocolate. Like a triple barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that was like orange and prop this year have the same chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Except prop is straight chocolate and then orange is, well, it's orange and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Man.
So all that's right. Why I was like, just give me Bramble. BCS is, you know, just give me the Bramble.
Just give me the Bramble. Yeah. Makes sense. So I think that's all we want to talk about in this double episode.
Let's play 2.
Yeah, so we got Brew Lights coming up next week.
December 6th, 5:30. Tickets still available. 20 beers from the Lakeshore Beverage catalog. Should be fun and a pop-up station for barrel-aged beers.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll mention on the next episode because that will come out before we actually go. Mention again.
Is that next week?
That's next week. I will be posting plenty of probably photos and stories from Portland.
Right on.
So you got to get out on Chicago.
All right. Challenge accepted. I know I'm going down to the Gray Hotel.
Okay.
Because they have a beer with Band of Bohemia that they
made. Nice.
So I'm just going to see what other beers they got on tap, and I'm going to try this beer that Band of Bohemia made for them.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm definitely doing that this week.
Nice. And
get off the schnack. I need to be out here.
I'll try to bring back some Great Notion beers.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully be able to drink one of those. But...
That's the first beer I had at FOBAP, speaking of Portland, was the Bourbonic Plague from Cascade.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you walk right in, and after you get your badge, sour room's right there. Boom, give me the Bourbonic Plague. Every time I see it, I get it.
Okay. And I guess the only beer news I want to mention before we get out of here, because we always talk about something, Bottom Up Wit is out.
Oh, they're done? The Revolution?
It's being replaced with a Freedom of Speech. They're sour saison.
Wow. So they're done with the classic wit, huh?
No longer a year or a all around year release.
Huh.
Freedom of Speech is replacing that. And I feel I haven't had this beer.
Freedom of Speech? I get confused because I feel like there's different ones.
Is it a peach? Is it a peach? Series.
You know,
sour saison.
Is it peach? There's a peach one. Up in Madison, there was a strawberry rhubarb version of it. Mm. I feel like it's like a series. It's a sour. It's a session sour series. I think, right?
But I think this is just the standard, whatever the flagship is. So, I don't know how I feel about that because I haven't had the beer.
Uh huh.
And I like bottom-up wit, so, but I haven't had bottom-up wit in a while, and are we going to see wits go the way of brown ales?
Man, that's an interesting question.
I don't know. So that was the one bit of beer news I wanted to mention, because it was on top of my mind this week.
Yeah, I mean, because I like a kettle sour. I mean, theirs is very approachable, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes kettle sours are a little too tart, and then they always have, like, this grainy cereal quality to them.
Yeah,
they just all feel rushed and, you know, just not that great. But theirs is nice. Mm-hmm. Theirs is nice. I just want to shout out to Peckish Pig. I fell through there, man, and you know, that's the closest brewery to where I live. And I tell you, man, they got this gin and juice. It's a 7% IPA with Amarillo and Mosaic, but then they use some ingredients from Few Spirits.
Oh, nice.
Gin. In the mash bill for the IPA.
Cool.
Yeah. So I really dig them. And then also, man, cheers to Bona Beef. They open in West Loop. And their beer and wine lineup is usually just kind of straight macro stuff, you mm-hmm. know, straight macro lagers. But at least they got three Goose beers on tap when they're mm-hmm. in West Loop, right? So the Next Coast was the one we drank the most.
Oh, cool.
And they got three or four wines on tap at that joint.
Weird. Wine
and beef.
Wine and beef. That's not a good combination.
It's a bar. It's a bar. So I'm thinking they're trying to get a happy hour crowd. And then there's not a lot of casual options in West Loop, right? You know, there's like Gus's Fried Chicken, right? Mm-hmm. But other than that, the casual options are like, you know, you're going to be waiting for, like the Au Cheval's and the Little Goats. You're waiting for those casual options.
Ballast Point falls in that, like, middle ground and Haymarket.
And Haymarket, yeah. So they're just like, hey, let's just have something that we don't have at other locations. Like, let's have some wine and let's have three Goose beers. So,
all right.
You know, for a crew that's got 24 locations, I think they're heading in the right direction finally on the beverage part.
All right.
So, but yeah. So I saw those guys. So cheers to them.
Cool. All right. Now that's gonna do it for this week's episode or this second week's episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, always check that out. Instagram stories, the photos, and then Facebook, Chicago Beer Pass as well. Website, ChicagoBeerPass.com. Everything gets posted there. iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version, which we don't have on this one, but we had on the Brew Lights episode. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers. I can't believe they called this fully saturated double daisy. That's a funny way to describe it. Yeah.